expressing the word of God. You know, sometimes we like this. When we come from church, we go home and we say, we had a powerful service today. You know, it was so powerful. We had an awesome experience. Maybe you fell down, you got up. And that is the only thing that you're going away with. And when Monday, Tuesday comes and problems begin to come in your life, then you are dumbfounded and you don't know what to do because you had an experience but did not know how to build upon the word that you had during that experience.
Yes.
So, you know, this week, or rather for the last couple of days, we've been building that foundation, the essence and why the word of God is so important in an individual's life. Because we're in a day and age where somebody is looking for someone that can prophesy to them. Someone is looking for somebody that can give them a bottle of oil or a bottle of water or a towel or whatever it is that they can give them. But what actually Jesus left us, or the commandment that Jesus gave us, is that if you hear these words of mine and do them.
Yes.
Meaning the word is not just to entertain our ears. But there is an aspect of hearing and doing the word. In other words, an aspect of hearing and acting upon the word of God.
Yes.
So I'm not just a hearer that goes home with the excitement of what I have heard, but I have to become a doer of the word of God.
Amazing.
Amen.
Amazing. I like that particular part where you said it has to move from us being hearers of the word to doers of the word. I think we began to focus much on that particular aspect yesterday, where we were talking about moving the word from just being a potential inside of you. Because when you hear the word and put the word into your spirit, you now have the potence of the word inside of you.
Yeah.
Which means you have the potential inside of you. The reality of the word, or the fruit and the manifestation of the word, or the manifestation of the promises of the word, are then seen in you doing the word. When you put the word that you have learned, or the word that has been revealed to you, that is resident in your spirit, when you put it into action by doing it, that's when you are going to see the force of the word, the power of the word. You're going to see the word at work. So that's why there is much emphasis on doing the word.
Yes.
There is a level at which then when we begin to do the word of God, we are going to see the power of the promises of God that are vested in the word.
Amen.
So some have the word.
Yeah.
And they're wondering, why is not my situation doesn't, or is not changing, yet I have the word of God in my spirit. The word manifests in a process. You hear it.
Yeah.
It is revealed to you. You put it in your spirit, and in a moment of, let's say, a situation, you have to generate faith out of that word, that which you know, and be able to apply it into your situation for a change. And be able to sow it into your situation for a change. In that, there has to be action. Doing is an action word, which means we have to, in the process of doing the word, to put the word into action. Only until then are we going to see the power of God.
Amen.
The power of God is in the word being put into action. And I like that particular aspect, because that's the difference. That's the difference. That's where the difference is.
That's so powerful, man, of that. You know, I'm looking at James chapter 1, 21 says, so this is why we abandon everything morally impure and all forms of wicked conduct. Instead, with a sensitive spirit, we absorb God's word, which has been implanted within our nature. For the word of life has power to continually deliver us. I like this part, says we absorb it with our spirit and it becomes implanted within our nature. That is talking about the infallible power that the Word of God has, the incorruptible power that the Word of God has. It has the ability to transform our nature. It has the ability to transform who we are. And the moment that word is absorbed, in other words, when we take the Word of God in us, I like this version of Scripture. It says we absorb it with our spirit. Meaning our approach to the Word of God is not a carnal approach.
Yes.
Our approach to the Word of God is not a mental approach. Because majority of the times people have tried to read the Word of God and they did not understand it. Not because the Word cannot be understood, but the approach they have to the Word then begins to limit how they can understand or absorb from the Word. Because the Word of God, Jesus said, this Word that I speak, it is spirit and it is life. So it's the reception in one's life, or in one system. It has to be absorbed by the Spirit of God. And it says then it becomes an implanted thing in our nature. Meaning our nature then becomes altered by the Word of God. My response to circumstance, to situations, when I am acting upon the Word of God, when I'm acting and responding to whatever it is around me, my very nature, my very essence has to conform, to be transformed to what the Word of God is. That's why, you know, Apostle Paul says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind. So it means the Word of God has to deal with a renewal of mindset within me. That the moment I begin to deal with situations, with circumstances, I am coming from the point of God's perspective, not my perspective. I'm coming from the point of what God says in His Word, not what I think is right, not what I think should be done. But I have absorbed the Word. As He says, you have the implanted, the Word implanted within our nature. For the Word of life has the power to continuously deliver us. So it is the Word that I have received revelation of. Because if I have absorbed it, it means I have revelation of what the Word of God says. It has become my reality. That is my reality. Apostle Paul says, when we have peace that surpasses all understanding, that means I am standing on the Word of God. No matter what it is that comes my way, the Word of God has become my reality, that I have peace in what the Word of God says more than whatever it is that I'm going through. I have peace if I have peace that God is my healer. I have peace that He is my provider. So whether I am in lack, whether sickness comes my way, I stand on what He has said. I absorb His Word. When I absorb His Word, Peter says it's the incorruptible Word of God. So it means my system becomes incorruptible. Whatever it is that comes my way, I am incorruptible as the Word of God is incorruptible.
Amazing. Amazing. So I like what you are bringing to us as a revelation. So putting it into summation and try to stress a point, you then understand that the Word will not do an outer work in our lives unless it has first done an inner work inside of us. Yeah. Which means there is a level at which the Word has to become one with our spirit. And then our spirit gives into the Word to allow the Word to bring about a transformation. I like what the Scripture says, have the mind of Christ. In other words, it's saying have the mind of God. And one of the ways that we are going to have the mind of God or the mind of Christ is to have the Word of Christ, allow it to transform us until we begin to think alike, until we become Christ-like. Then from that very foundation, until from the foundation when the Word has done an inner transformation, then we are in a place where we can see an outward expression of the Word in our lives. It's more like when we don't have a conviction and have allowed the Word to work inside of us and try then to demonstrate the Word in our lives. For example, let's say I have not believed the Word and allowed the Word to alter my thinking. I have not become one with the Word. And then I go about and say, because the Word says, in my name you shall cast out demons. without me believing and having a place at which I become one with that word. So that when I speak it, I'm one with it. And then I'll be able from that point to see a manifestation in my life. So we have a lot of people that profess the word that they have not taken time to allow that same word to alter their thinking. It's like the sons of Sceva coming to cast out demons in the name of Jesus, whose word has not transformed their spirit. So we're living in a time whereby we have a lot of confusion of the word that's going on, but not bringing a result, because the standpoint at which the word is being confessed is not being confessed in a place from a place of knowledge where the word has been allowed to bring about transformation. Because you will not have something that you have not first allowed, that you have not believed in your spirit, that you are not convinced in your spirit that you have already gotten it. So we have a lot of word that is being professed or confessed out of ignorance, simply because you read it in the Bible. You have not allowed the word to bring a metamorphosis, a transformation in your spirit, until your spirit has become one with that word. So that when I speak it, when I say, in the name of Jesus, be healed, healing will flow out of my spirit and touch somebody. When I command something, it will respond, because I'm not speaking from a place where my spirit is not one with the word of God. There is already a testimony in my spirit that I have believed this word. So I will speak it. Yesterday I began to talk about, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But we have we don't have a corresponding of what of our heart and our mouth. Jesus, that's when Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me, which means there is no connection between what you're confessing and what's in your heart. So there has to be an alignment, an agreement between your heart and your mouth. The word that you're going to speak with your mouth must first be the word that's in your heart, that has been believed in your heart. When I declare peace in my life, peace overflows out of my spirit into my life. When I declare prosperity in my life, prosperity jumps out of my spirit, because it's there. And then it's able to affect my life. So a lot of people are not seeing transformation because the word has not been believed and allowed to bring about oneness in their spirit or in our spirit.
Well, that's far from enough. So what you're saying is, until that word becomes an inward witness in you, whatever word you confess that is not witnessing in your spirit and in your heart, that word is not going to change anything. Because we are in the generation where I believe we preach the word of faith. And we are in a generation where people love the confessing aspect, but the process of becoming one with the word is not there. Where they love being taught how to confess that I'm the head, I'm not the tail, I'm this, I'm not that, I'm this, I'm not that. But yet the word of God has not yet become a witness inside of their spirit. So it means it has to begin. The word that can change your story has has to begin to become a witness in your life, within you, in your spirit, man, before it can begin to change anything outside. The transformation has to begin within before the transformation goes outside. And this is what we see, you know, God teaching Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 8, that meditate upon this word day and night. I like what the Message Bible says about that scripture. He says, let not this word for a second. That means every time you have to be gazing on what the word of God is saying. Let it not depart from you for a second.
Come on now.
Let it not be missing from your mouth for a second. So that means I have to, it's not just me trying to recite what the Word of God says, but there has to be an inward witness within me. The transformation as to what the word of the Lord attests to has happened in me before it becomes a confession that I bring in any situation. Let me just read the Message Bible in Joshua 1. Oh, hallelujah. This is what the Word of God says. It says, give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you. And the revelation, he is referring to the word that Moses gave the children of Israel. Says, make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you. Every bit of it, don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. Come on, the Bible is very clear here. It says, don't get off track. You know, one of the things that I've found to be so challenging is that we have carnal believers in this day and age. When I say carnal believers, I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about people that have received Jesus, but still carry their own opinion that might override what the Word of God says. They say, men of God, I understand what you're saying, but in my own opinion, men of God, I understand what you're talking about, but in my own understanding. Here, God is saying to Joshua, you might have your own understanding. You might have your own way of perception, but do not go either to the right or to the left. But carry out what the revelation that Moses came with. In other words, the word of God that came through Moses. Make sure you are not off track. In other words, your focus on your gaze should be upon the word of God. I like it in Colossians chapter 3. The Bible says that since you are born again, say, set your affections on the things that are above. Meaning that you are the one that can decide whether you want to follow what the Word of God says or not. You are the one. You know, a lot of people saying, I'll be transformed when God transforms me. If you don't have the intent of transformation, the Word of God will not work on you.
Come on.
The Word of God will not work on you. So you have to make a decision to allow. God is saying to Joshua right here, don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure that you get to where you are going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. It says, ponder and meditate on it. So transformation comes when I put my gaze on the Word, when I begin to ponder about it. Pondering means, you know, sometimes we ponder about problems. You begin to think, oh, how hard it is. And all of a sudden, you are depressed more than you were before. So pondering means I am looking into the Word of God, and I am seeing what the Word of God says about me. I am becoming what the Word says. In the book of James, the Bible says, do not be a hearer that is not a doer of the Word of God. Because if you are a hearer only, you are like a man that looks into a mirror and quickly forgets his image. In other words, what he's trying to say is saying that the Word of God becomes the exact image, the blueprint of who we are supposed to be. So when I get to see what the image of me is like, and I see that I'm not like the image that is in the Word of God, I begin to ponder and remodel and repaint myself until I have a perfect image in me that the Word of God has about me. Then that is that image that I begin to confess. That is that image that I begin to speak. That is that image that I begin to proclaim. That is that image that I begin to address to situations. Okay. That is the image that I begin to stand on. That becomes the rock that I am building my life upon. In other words, when I look unto the Word of God, which is my mirror, I have to change the reflection of what I am seeing about me and begin to put myself in the exact place, exact dimension that the Word of God says I am. So that means the transformation has to begin with me. The change has to begin on the inside. Before I get money on the outside, I have to get to a place where the Bible says he became poor so that I become what rich. If I am not rich by what the word of God says, if I'm not in the position of what the word of God says in my spirit, that is not going to become my reality. So it means I'll confess it, I'll say it, but I'll not see it. Until the change begins to take place on the inside. Says, ponder on this, Joshua. Don't let it depart. Don't let it be for a minute out of your mind. Ponder and meditate upon it day and night. And this, you know, this brings me to what most people call quiet times. Quiet times in the presence of the Lord. Now we have prayer time, and prayer time is important. But on top of prayer time, you need to have what is called time of meditation, where you bring, subject every thought that you have to the obedience of His word. Meaning you in that moment you are thinking about what the word of God says. I am the head, I am not the tail. You begin to reposition yourself in your imagination. See yourself in the place where the word of God says you are.
Wow, I really want to spend a little bit of time on the importance that you're raising of this word of God to be encrypted in your spirit first. Galatians 4:19, Paul is speaking to the Galatians. You know, in the prior scriptures, he was saying, who bewitched you? You started in the spirit. Now you want to move into the flesh. He comes to 4:19 and says, my little children, in whom I travail until Christ is formed inside of you. You have to understand. He's really emphasizing on this particular point. Because until there is an inner formation of the word of God, until there is a structure of the word of God inside of you, there will be no outward expression. You can't express that which you don't have. So Paul is emphasizing that there has to be a software inside of you. There has to be a software that is installed inside of you if you are going to see an outward expression of the promises of God in your life. And that software has to be the word of God. So it means the software of the word of God has to be installed inside of you if you want a divine expression or a supernatural expression of God in your life. And I am reminded also in 2 Corinthians 11, in chapter number 11 of 2 Corinthians, Paul in verse 10, Paul says, as the truth of Christ was inside of me, no one could stop me in the regions of Achaia.
Yes.
In other words, he says, as the word of Christ was inside of me, wherever I went, nothing was able to stop me. They tried to throw persecutions at him. His defense was the word. They tried to bring in situations before him, but he could only tackle it with the software that was installed inside of him. So in other words, he had a response for every situation, because the solution to every situation that would come before him was already in his spirit. So his spirit was mad different. I want you to understand this, apostle. You have to understand that in life, I want to give an example. When God created animals, he created the animals with different anatomies. In other words, he has already put in an animal a certain anatomy to survive certain altitudes.
Amen.
So when God was making animals, he created animals, made them with a different anatomy. There are certain animals that are made with an anatomy to survive the best of the mountain. But there are animals also that are different anatomy to survive the altitude of the up mountain. So you will never see those animals at the base of the mountain. When you go up the mountain, when you see them, because the software is different. Same with us. We are made different. The amount of revelation of the word that has been put in your spirit will determine where you go in life, will determine the levels of the problems that you are going to tackle in life. That's why we are different. I can be here with a next person, and the revelation of their God is given based on the level of the word inside of them. And I can make a point like say, it is in this place where we say your faith will size your God. Your faith will frame your God. Your level of revelation of the word will frame your God. It is then going to instruct you on what you believe God for. That's why Daniel says in 11:32, but the people that know not God, they are God. God at this level becomes personal. This is why we have different manifestations.
That's cool.
Our different manifestations is determined by the level of intake of the word inside of us, by the level of the word that has been revealed in our spirit. So somebody can stand and say, I prayed for the flu to go. Thus far, what they believe God in the word for. But if your God can heal flu, don't stop me when I say my God can heal cancer. It's the level of the revelation of the word that has come in our spirit. It's the level of the word that has been formed in my spirit. So the formation of the word of Christ in our spirit will determine the level of victories that you are going to have in life. So I can stand and say, I'll go for that $1 million building. So don't stop me, because I'm made different. The anatomy of the word in my spirit is different. So it's about the level at which the word of God has been exposed in your spirit. What level, or at which level are you relating with the word of Christ in your spirit? Paul says, it's the truth of Christ. The word of Christ is in me. I'm unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's so powerful, man of God. And I'm reminded where, you know, Jesus was talking to the disciples, and he said to Peter, who do men say I am? Because you did mention that there comes a time where revelation has to become personal. Because the collective revelation is that Jesus is Lord. But what we do with the Jesus that we have believed might not be the same. What we are believing, we are saved by Jesus, but how we function with the revelation of Jesus in our lives might not be the same. He said, who do men say I am? And Peter said, some say you are this, some say you are that. Some say, in other words, at times some people might have revelation based on what somebody told them that Jesus is.
Yes.
That it becomes a hindrance in a particular situation that they are going through, because their understanding of Jesus by what somebody told them about Jesus might not necessarily bring the solution because of that limited revelation.
Come on.
Until Jesus said to Peter, who do you say I am? Meaning there has to be a personal revelation. Something that resonates in your spirit. There should be a personal witness in your spirit about what the word of God says, about what Jesus says, about what he is in your life. You said something there, that some people have a revelation of Jesus that deals with headaches or flus, and that ends them. That's not bad. That's somewhere. You're starting somewhere. And somebody has a revelation of Jesus to such an extent that they believe that he can raise the dead. The difference is what revelation that is built upon your study. Your study of scripture and the revelation that you've received and the understanding, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding has worked upon what you have studied in scripture. That's why Apostle Paul pushes Timothy to the study of the word. He says, that which you have heard from us, teach others that they too may become like you. And he goes on to say, study that you may show yourself approved. Meaning we are limited by how much we have studied in the word. Amen. Not by how much what people have said to us concerning the word. It says, what do men say I am? That was what people said. And what people said did not cause Jesus then to put a step to say you shall become unlimited to Peter. He said, upon the revelation that you have said, meaning what people have said about me might not change any circumstance, might not change any situation. He said to Peter, what you have said, upon the revelation that you have said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Meaning some people are defeated by the gates of hell, not because they don't believe in Jesus, but their revelation of Jesus is muddled by what other people say about Jesus. Meaning it's high time, Zalwane, that you come to a place where you have a personal relationship with God. You can become unlimited in everything that you do. But what causes limitations, what causes hindrance, is the revelation that you have about the word of God.
Yes. Wow. You said it's time that we have to come to a place where we have a personal relationship.
Wow.
In that personal relationship, we are then allowed to have a personal revelation of who God is. And I want people to understand this. There is no God without His Word.
Amen.
There is no God without His Word. I just want to give you an example. Something happened to me and it's relevant to what we are discussing about. So years ago, it was in 2010, 10th of March, I had an encounter with the Lord. In that encounter, the Lord Jesus then paid me a visit as a very young man. So I found myself in a dimension and I saw a very big sun, very big sun. And I had a voice out of it and said, I am the Lord. So being someone who was afraid of deception, I said, how do I know? I had to question, because this is the first time this thing is happening to me.
Yeah.
And obviously in my mind, I looked for a demonstration, a miraculous demonstration that was going to prove to me that it was indeed God speaking to me. But what the Lord did in my moment of asking, He said to me, I am the Son of Righteousness. Arise up with the healing in my wings. He said, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. Here's my point. The first thing that the Lord did to confirm to me that it was Him, the first reference He gave me was His word. So in any attempt, or in any attempt to confirm that it was God, there was not any other confirmation that God gave me except His word. Which means any man that will encounter God and seek to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, there is no any other place that the Lord will lead you to accept His word. That's how much God values His word. So when we talk about spiritual growth and God wanting you to know Him better, He will lead you to the word. He will take you to the word, so that the word of truth, the revelation of God, begins to grow into your spirit until it becomes a living word in you. Until it is activated as a rhema in your life. As a rhema in your life. So I always use this as a yardstick. If people come to me and say, God has said this, and prophesy to me that doesn't really move me, I will first check their level of the word, their relationship with the word of truth. If that is not there, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, because God will not give someone a prophetic word and go deeper without giving him the ability to go deeper in scriptures.
Yes.
So no prophet should go deeper in prophecy and not go deeper in scriptures. Because it is the scriptures that regulates and empowers the prophetic.
Amen.
The prophetic. So my point was that when God revealed himself, and I wanted to know if it was him, he led me to the word. He led me to the word. So this is how important the word of God is. God and his word are inseparable. As a matter of fact, God is the word. The word we read is an expression of who the living logos, the word, is. So it's like, for example, it's like apostle. And then apostle takes a step to reveal who he is. Apostle Michael. And then he writes about himself somewhere. That revelation is not different, because it's just him expressing who he is. That's why he and his word are one. That's why I said the word that I speak, they are life. They're an expression of Christ, who is the life. The expression of Christ, who is the power of God. They don't know the scriptures, neither do they know the power of God. Which means whatever is in the word is an expression of who God is. Who God is. So they are inseparable. So when you are studying the word, you are just getting God to grow in your spirit to a place where God becomes an overflow. I want to end this by saying this. Paul says, but when the grace of the Lord came upon me, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, said I did not confer to flesh and blood, but I quickly went to Arabia. It was in Arabia Paul was saying, for I know of a man 14 years ago who, whether in flesh or in the spirit, was taken up to heaven, in the third heaven, who saw things which were not permitted for a man to utter. In that period of time, Paul was having an encounter with God and his word. God in his word, until God grew so much in the spirit of Paul to an overflow. I want someone to understand this, that he came at a certain point in his life, two points in his life that are so powerful, that one day the power of God, the power of God was so overflowing out of his spirit that even clothes were taken out of him to give to people. And people will be healed without his presence. The God in him had so much matured in his spirit to effect that he was overflowing to his clothes. One day, the word in him had so matured that on a certain island, he's picking up wood for a fire, and then a viper bites him, and people are mocking him and said, this one is a murderer. And they are looking, because it's a viper, highly poisonous, and they are looking at him, that in the next few seconds the man should drop dead. And he could not drop dead. And they changed their mind. Watch me very carefully, make a point right there. There's a level at which you become one with the word of God. that even nature cannot defeat the word in you. The word of God will grow in you to a level that it begins to overflow to a place in your life that it will defy the laws of nature. When they were expecting him to die, the word in him, the word in him, he said, it's not yet time. And it had to affect the laws of time. This is the level, apostle, we have to get to, where the word of God has to grow so much in our spirit that some of the circumstances that we are crying about, the word will be able to overpower some of the circumstances that we are growing in. Oh my God.
David says, your marvelous words are living miracles. The word of God.
I love that.
I like the Passion Translation. It says here, your marvelous words. That's the Passion Translation, Psalm 119, verse 129. Your marvelous words are living miracles. It says, no wonder I long to obey everything that you say. And he goes on to say, break open your word within me until revelation shines out. So David had an understanding about the word of God. That there is something that the word of God does in the human spirit. The moment the word of God begins to overflow out of you. You know, I like it in Peter. Peter says that we have been born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. The incorruptible seed. That means it's something that cannot be corrupted by anything, that cannot be tarnished by anything. We have been born by that incorruptible seed, meaning by virtue of us being born of the word, we have the DNA of the word of God. He says we are not born of man, we are not born of flesh, we are not born of blood, but we are born by the will of our heavenly Father. And how are we born by the will of our heavenly Father? By the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Meaning, the moment that I am born of the word, I take after the word of God. I don't know if somebody's getting this. You begin to take after the word of God. So Paul says, I am in chains, but the word of God cannot be chained. In other words, that means you've come to a place where you cannot be limited by anything physical. Why? Because as long as the word cannot be corrupted, your life cannot be corrupted. Sickness cannot corrupt you. Bankruptcy cannot corrupt you. Lack and poverty cannot corrupt you. Why? Because you are born of the incorruptible word of God. Meaning the way that I begin to think about myself, I like what David says. He says, your marvelous words are living miracles. By virtue that I have got the word of God in me, it means I have become a living miracle. By virtue that I've got the word of God in me, it means everything that I do, it has to come to pass. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, you know, one of the things that I wish believers would so much know is that no one controls your destiny. No one controls where you are going. Whether you are looking for a job, whether you are looking for a new start in life, no one controls the outcome. Why? Because you've got the incorruptible word on the inside of you. Not only do you have the incorruptible, you are born of the incorruptible. That means you are, by virtue of the incorruptible being in you, you have the final say of whatever it is that you want to happen in your life. Oh, rada baka sata kaya mande. Rekrodeges kakadia santala rada baka sakaya. Kayate brakido sekrediga. You know, I'm seeing a name, Richard. I don't know if somebody's watching, knows a Richard, or somebody that I hear. You know a Richard. Is a Richard here at this place? Oh, rada baka sakaya. The grace of God is coming upon his life. And I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying time of promotion. It means there's a divine shift that is coming upon his life, a divine change, a new season that God wants to take him. I don't know whether he's saved, I don't know if not saved, but God wants to take him closer to himself. Oh,
while she is speaking about that person, when you begin to declare about the issue to do with promotion, I saw a door opening. And when I saw the door being opened, I saw that there are a couple of white folks that are going to give him an opportunity. Obviously, the opportunity was going to require some experience, like years of experience. But God is going to show favor in that moment. Mm. That the years of experiences that are needed, the experience that are needed, will be lifted. So, for example, if someone, let's say, if someone is coming out of a college, they usually work as an intern, But in that moment where you're working intern, because you are not experienced, God is going to favor this man with experience that he didn't get. The experience is what the Spirit is going to release in his life to give him an opportunity that may need 5 years experience. Without that experience, saith unto me the Spirit of the Lord, I have given Richard that grace. I have given Richard that opportunity. Oh, the Lord is going to do it in Jesus' name.
Ah, ya dezo grodiga begin to declare the power of the incorruptible word. Begin to declare the power of the incorruptible word. Kera da bakasaka kola da bakaya. Parada bakasonte kenira razu bregedeso grodiga diasata. La doze grodiga. There is also another name that I'm seeing, Tinashe. The people that are watching, there's a Tinashe. Or somebody knows a Tinashe here. Karado Bokosoto, the same word you were talking about, looking for a job, needing experience. There is grace and favor that is coming upon Tinashe. In the name of Jesus, there is grace, there is favor. What you have been looking for, you know, what you have been applying for, what has been limiting you not to get anything, God is bringing grace that you shall have it. Despite what the requirements are, in the name of Jesus, Kora Dabaka Sataya, men of God, I believe our team is telling us that the Richard we're talking about is him.
Okay, all right.
In the next room.
Okay, he was actually in the next room. Amazing. Maybe we can reiterate the prophetic word.
Yes.
Maybe you can start it.
What the Lord is saying. That there's a season of promotion that is coming upon your life, and that God wants to take you. I don't know what you've been praying for. I don't know what has been going on in your life, but God is bringing promotion. What you've been, whether it was a struggle or something that you've been aiming to do, work-related, finance-related, God is bringing promotion in the name of Jesus. And that God also wants you to get closer to Him. I don't know if you're saved. I don't know if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, but God is after your life. He wants you to get close to know Him. He wants you to follow Him. Yeah.
Okay, so on that, God said, because I began to see in the realms of the Spirit that there were white people around you. When these white people were around you, the need there was, the experience that was needed for that opportunity was not there. Because it needed an experience, but you didn't have the experience. But God says, because you don't have that experience, what my anointing is going to do right now is that where experience was needed, I've lifted that, and I'm coming in for you to get an opportunity that you don't have an experience for. To get an experience for. But also something that's coming to me, I saw the angel of the Lord. It was like touching your left part, upper part. And the Lord says, there is no weapon that's fashioned in your left part. There shall be no pain around your left part. I see a pain in the unfolding of time beginning to develop around this part, like going back to your land. And the Lord says, I have protected you from that. But you have come into a season of elevation where you are going to be handed an opportunity that you have not qualified in terms of experience for.
In the name of Jesus.
So yeah, that's what Jesus. The Lord is laying upon my heart.
I don't know if it's making sense to you, sir.
It does.
It does make sense to you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Kanda da da
bakasata karino no sate kende brodo go sate. Oh, the Lord today is doing something amazing. Something amazing.
You know, there's somebody that is watching. I don't know if it also has to do with people that are with us right now. That is an issue with headaches. but it's somewhere that happens, somewhere right here going to your back, somewhere mid your head going to the back. You feel a sharp pain from time to time. I don't know how long that has been going on for, but God wants to heal you tonight. If it is you, maybe you're watching, or somebody that is here with us, you know someone like that, or you're connected to somebody that experiences that, God is going to heal that person in the mighty name of Jesus. Command that headache to be healed.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, that spirit of infirmity. I command it to go in the name of Jesus.
It's living.
In the name of Jesus.
It's like there is a living reality of the word right now. The word of God is being activated in a rima mode to deal with people's issues. There is someone, the two names that I'm hearing in the realms of the spirit, there is a surname like Nyatsanza. And then also there is a surname similar to that like Nyatsambo. But when I heard that, there is a Maxwell that God is touching in relation to, I think it's Nyatsanza name. And God says it's a season of uncommon favor. It's a season of uncommon favor. It's a season of uncommon favor. So amongst those that are watching us, if you are connected to the names that I've mentioned, is Nyatsambo, and also there is Nyatsanza. But also I hear, immediately in that, I hear the name like Maxwell. Would want them to pray for you and give you further details into this particular instruction. Oh, we give you honor. We give you glory, our God. We give you glory, our God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, the word of God is coming. The word of God, man.
You know, I saw in a vision, like there was somebody on a bend, and I saw a man, you know, coming into this place or in this room where this person was lying on a bed, and then they began to take something out of their body as if they have a condition in one of their internal organs. And the man was just removing whatever is bad and putting brand new things. I don't know if there's somebody watching that have an issue with one or their internal organs. The doctors have told you that you need an operation and you've been praying for healing, or it's someone related to you, or it's directly you, somebody that you know that has been going through sickness and an issue with internal organs that needed operation. I saw the Lord healing that person. So if it is you, just write on the comment section that I know the person, or it is me that is that issue. God is healing and touching that particular individual. God is bringing a creative miracle, restoring and repairing whatever it is that is damaged in the name of Jesus. Whatever internal organ that was failing, that was dying, God is bringing a new one in Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, in that same grace of healing that you have raised, the Lord says I should pray for someone's father. The issue has to do with, I don't know what a catheter is used for, but I heard the Lord saying, I'm going to eliminate that. But the issue also, as the Lord began to speak to me, the same person, the Lord says I should be able to pray for a kidney problem. Something to do with kidney stones. As the Lord is laying upon my heart, it's your father. But this man has a connection with Mashingo, Zimbabwe. Mashingo, Zimbabwe. There has been swelling on his legs. But the Lord is saying it's a sign of a kidney problem. But the Lord says, I take it today. And I break it today. Because if we are not prayed, I saw the man is in Mashingo. I'm certain as the Holy Spirit is speaking. Hey, we do not pray. The month of July, I saw that the man was going to be taken to Kutu Hospital or something, a clinic. I don't know if it's there. But later on, the man will be transferred to Parenyato. But we are agreeing that process is eliminated tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know if this, if somebody knows or someone watching knows this name, Chitonga. Whether it's you who's watching or somebody related to you or someone you know that is that name or surname, Chitonga. God is saying, I have remembered that family. There is a divine turnaround that is coming upon the Chitonga family. God has remembered them. Do let us know if it is you or somebody that you know with that surname. Please, if you are watching, do let us know that it's me, I'm watching. Or if somebody that you know, tell them to come to the program and then communicate with us so that we can speak further into this issue. There is a word yesterday, I think you mentioned somebody's name, Rumbizai, before we closed.
It was you.
Oh, it was me.
Yes.
Right. Trish Usher says, I know Kora Dabagasata, that Rumbizai is my sister, is a sister, my brother's wife. All right. The Lord has remembered him. The Lord is Arado Zekre Diga Dia Santa Ladabaka Soto Kurata Payaga Doze Krediga Dia Santa Payaga Doze Kizeta Prato Rosete Kilianda Ladabaka Santa. I see the hand of the Lord rising upon her life. And you know, there were things that were coming against her, coming against her family, that were fighting against her, fighting against the family. But the Lord is saying, I am the Lord that stands on behalf of those that I love. And God is ushering Rumbizai into a season of victory, and ushering her and her family into a season of victory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Well, while he's in that, I see a challenge. I see a challenge. The challenge is someone has been trying to have children. But the challenge you've been having, that every time you conceive, there is a challenge with the womb. It's like the child goes into the tubes. The Lord says today will be the last day you will ever experience this problem again.
In the name of Jesus.
There is a declaration in the spirit that has already been made that you will not have children. But the Lord says, out of this word, I've given you three children, two girls, one boy, to prove to a declaration that has been made that you will not have children. And also, I see someone struggling. Your problem is in a name that you were given, because this name belonged to your grandmother. Belonged to your grandmother. And there has been major misfortunes and attacks in your life. And the Lord says the problem is the name, because there is a transference that happens. And the Lord says we must be able to lift up the name of Jesus. The name that's above every name, and terminate the power that has been transferred into this name. And the Lord says from tonight, things are going to shift in your life.
There's a prayer request that was sent by Ranganai Chimwai Barara, saying, I've been praying for the outcome of my husband's papers for work that he submitted in the UK. We are really praying for God to intervene. We're just going to agree in faith in the name of Jesus that favor is coming upon your husband's name. In the mighty name of Jesus, that
yes,
you receive,
we agree,
approval. In Jesus' mighty name, whatever that has been standing to block the papers for your husband to be approved and granted, we remove it in the mighty name of Jesus.
It is done.
In the name of Jesus, it's done
it
for
done.
You. In Jesus' mighty name.
It is settled.
In the name of Jesus, Kora Basata Kaya, Maradi Bazoto, Radoze Krediga Yosata. You know, the Lord wants to heal someone that is having an issue with a goiter. You developing a goiter, it's growing. God wants to heal you. And I just want to speak also to people that have any form of growth in your body, in any part of your body. I want you to place your hand over where that growth is. And I pray right now for that growth to dissolve in the mighty name of Jesus. For that growth to be removed out of your body right now in the name of Jesus. Any type of growth, whether it's malignant, whether it's life-threatening, I declare right now in the name of Jesus that you be healed. I command that growth to be removed, that it dissolves tonight. And I command in Jesus' name that it's done. In Jesus' mighty name.
We declare, also in the same anointing of healing, I'm seeing someone watching us. Your mother went to the hospital, and they say there's arthritis developing on the left leg. I think it's a left leg. And the Lord says, that report, I erase it today. Whose report are you going to believe? To whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed? There's a revelation of the arm of the Lord. Your mother should be able to go back to the doctor to be checked, because that arthritis is no longer there. Jesus has lifted it, and Jesus has taken it away in Jesus' name. I'm also seeing someone you're watching us, you have an origin to do with Zambia. Zambia, I don't know if it's your mother or your parents, one of your parents, there is an origination to do with Zambia. Zambia. It should be Ndola. Ndola, the mining town. The Lord wants to touch you with a sea of movement into Zimbabwe from Zambia. But there are even your relatives that are in Zambia. The Lord wants to minister to you and deal with something in your background as a way of trying to establish certain things and opening a way for a new generation in your family. There is a strong link with Zambia. I think it's your father. It's your father that has a link to do with Zambia. We cancel any covenant of evil that seeks to destroy and kill people at their prime. We break it in the name of Jesus. It is lifted in Jesus' name.
There is also someone, tomorrow is supposed to be your last day contract at work. And you've been praying, you've been asking God, that Lord, it's either you give me a new job or you extend my contract. I speak favor in the mighty name of Jesus that there is an extension in Jesus' mighty name over that contract. You've been worried, you've been praying, you've been stressed because, you know, that's the only income that you have. I declare favor in the mighty name of Jesus that there is extension on that contract and that God is going to open new doors of employment as well elsewhere. That's better than the current position that you have in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Kora Radabaka Sakate Lede Bekesikea, Radabo Santia Radabaka Sata, Kanda Gida Gradaga Sata, Razido Prediga Dia Sata, Ladabaka Sakande, Radabaka Sata, Kaya Labaka Sata. There is also someone that I'm seeing. The Lord is saying, I want to heal someone that is having a problem with their right hand. I don't know what happened with your right hand, what exactly the sickness is. But it has to do with your wrist, whether you sprained it or you have an actual sickness that's going there. God is going to touch you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And God is going to bring healing over that hand in Jesus' mighty name. God is bringing healing over that hand in Jesus mighty name. Kora da baka sando korite kenida prada da diga dia sata da baka sunte prakezo zotiga dia sata tayaze zekine telida baka sakaya anda la da baka saka talide boko soto koryanda radoze prakida dia sata. There's also someone that God is going to touch, that God is healing. You have a problem with your eyes. You know, sometimes they go red and tears are coming out as if there's an issue with an allergy, but you have tried everything and nothing is working. God is healing you. God is healing your eyes. It's either you that is watching or someone related to you or your child has this issue. They've tried everything. Doctors have tried. Nothing is working. God is healing that individual tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Please do let us know in the comment section if it's you or you know that particular individual that God is touching in your family. It's done for them in Jesus' mighty name.
I see that there are a couple of people that are watching us. There are things that you need to process, but because you are limited in terms of, you are limited because you have no certain rights to be able to do those things because your purpose doesn't allow you to access certain privileges. The Lord says, I'm going to work a miracle tonight that you will be able to access certain things without privileges. The Lord is giving you privileges that you do not qualify for. The Lord says grace is going to qualify you for that. I don't know why. There is someone that has been looking for a funding. I think it's a scholarship. A scholarship that you've been looking for. God says, I give you that scholarship tonight. Even if you don't qualify, I've opened a door. The Lord says, just apply. Just apply. Just apply. And you'll be able to finish your school. You'll be able to finish your school. You'll be able to finish your school. Because why? I saw someone who's wondering that I still have to finish, but I don't know how I'm going to finance that. I'm going to finance that. The Lord says, you will finish your school. I will devise ways in which you get funding and scholarship. Say yes, the Spirit of the living God.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know if there's somebody watching from Namibia, or someone knows someone in Namibia, knows someone related to somebody that is watching from Namibia, but precisely in Windhoek. The Spirit of the Lord is visiting that individual in Namibia. I see a blessing coming upon their way. If it is you or you know that particular individual, they've been struggling in terms of business. They've been struggling in terms of finances. Things is like there are blockages before them. Each time they try to do something, there's a blockage that comes. Each time they do something, there's a blockage that comes. God is saying, my blessing is going to locate that particular individual. And God wants that person to serve him. Wants that person to serve him. So God has remembered them. They've been praying. They've been looking for solutions. You know, they've gotten to a place where it looked like it's hopeless. But God is saying, I am visiting Namibia. I'm visiting Windhoek. And I'm visiting that particular individual. And I'm going to open doors for them. Oh, Radabaka. You know somebody in that situation in Namibia?
Yeah.
It's done for them. In the name of Jesus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You see, there is a strong anointing. The anointing is to deal with impossibilities. God is saying, whatsoever is impossible with man is possible with me. It's a season of possibilities. And I saw God catapulting people, giving people speed. In a short space of time, in the next 3 months, the testimonies will be amazing.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord says, I don't want my people to be stuck in the same place for a long place. And one of the people that I'm talking to, you are connected with Marondera. Marondera. You have a connection with Marondera. That's where the blessing is coming upon you. Blessing is coming upon you. I don't know who is Marondera. Maybe you have relatives that are in Marondera. That's where you're coming from. I'm not quite sure. But the Lord says, and specifically for you, the anointing is coming. And it has come before the month of September. Was the month of September shall be key. Shall be key. The Lord also said, I should pray for a person called Matilda. Matilda. The Lord says I should pray for Matilda. There is a breakthrough coming upon you. The Lord also said I should pray for Wazanai. Because there is a grace also coming for Wazanai. Someone you are going to be connected by God. You write this name by a person. He's a Zambian. I come back to Zambia again. But the surname is Ngwale. 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 The Lord is in this time just putting favor in people's lives. People's lives.
Yazo de Gijika Kida, Nayaga Zonte Grudiga Dia Satana, Nayas Satana, Arada Boko Soto, Korika Takana, Ribra Dagazoto, No Brodo Zakadia Gazoto, Kodianda, Bayas Sata Gradiga Sete.
There is someone watching us. I don't know if it's you or one of your favorite members, but you went to a primary. I think it's chairman's or something like that. The reason why I'm mentioning this, I want us to pray for you. But went to Chemanza. I don't know if it's secondary or primary, but the school was Chemanza. I want to pray for you and release. The reason why you mentioned the school is because there is something from that time that we need to alter to affect your future. Chemanza. Yes, it's what I hear in the spirit.
Gazo prodiga dia santa nada bakasata kaya manti. Rada gazo takadida bakasata.
You know, there is grace tonight. You know, I just want to pray. I want to pray with people that are been applying for a job, looking for a job, wanting to change a job. I feel there is grace tonight for that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, even as we stand in agreement, I declare that doors are opening. In Jesus' mighty name, that your grace is going before your people in places where they're not supposed to be working, places where they're not qualified for. Father, I speak grace that is the qualifier in the mighty name of Jesus. In places they might be discriminated against, I speak that your grace is the qualifier in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you that it's done. O Radabaka Sata Kaliande. Bayaso tagida dia sata nada baka sakaya. Redazo rediga dia santa nada baka sakaya. Bazate rediga dia sonte. Bayaso tagida baka sakaya. I see somebody, man of God, that is, I don't know what line of business it is, but it's a young man that have been wanting to buy equipment, but things have not, you know, it has not been going in the right direction. Each time money is there for that equipment or for that machinery, that money, something happens that finds that money, you know, going in that direction. Each time they gather up and say, I want to buy this, I want to do this, that money is used, problems come that take away, like the devourer just comes and takes away that money. But I see the Lord handing that particular individual equipment. I don't know if it is you watching or somebody related to you that you know, that each time they want to buy the machinery or the equipment that they need for the business or for the job that they do, that money is always going to problems. God is saying, I have removed the devourer in their life. I have removed the devourer from their finances. The devourer has been removed, and God is handing you that equipment. So be in expectation to receive that equipment by a miracle from the Lord in Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. I have two words for our audience in here. Should I say it?
Yes.
Should I say it? So I'll start with you. Immediately the apostle is speaking, I was taken by the Lord. The Lord took me, and I saw you in the spirit. It's like I accompanied you in my spirit to the airport. As I followed you in the airport, I went with you in the spirit. But when I went with you in the spirit, I saw you in a place. When you're in a place, you are looking at a certain building, just like pondering what was going on and just admiring this building. But when I looked at this building, it was the office of Google. And the Lord says, I'm going to open a door. You will travel in a period of not more than 2 years. You are going to travel for a specific time to United States of America. That will be in the Silicon Valley, that's California. The Lord says, I'll cause it to happen. Because there's a certain level of exposure that's coming upon your life. I'm doing this as also as a way of upgrading your CV. Mm. Because God says, I'm migrating you and I'm preparing you to migrate you. It's like you're going to go up the steps in a very short space of time. Mm. God wants to put you in a place where the big, as I hear it, the big tuck will begin to compete for you.
In the name of
you are being thrown an offer there, you're being thrown an offer there. Mm. That will put you in a place where you're going to believe God, which exactly is the direction that I'm going to. But I saw the big tuck. This is what I'm hearing. I saw the big tuck fighting for you. Because there is an extra edge by the anointing that God is going to put in your spirit. That you put in your spirit. The Lord says, I should refer when God says, but in Daniel was a different spirit. A spirit of excellence is what's coming upon you. What's coming upon you. What God will do is that God will open an opportunity. It's an opportunity. I saw you going to school. Going to school specifically in this new direction that God had given you. And I saw you upgrading. You're working. You're also doing that particular program. It's like a program on its own. And the Lord is going to favor you in that. And sir, I saw God giving you money. I don't know who's paying for your school. I don't know who's doing that. But God says, I'm going to put money into your hands. I'm going to put money into your hands. The other thing that the Lord is saying is that you will not struggle upon completing whatever you're doing. The Lord says, I'm going to open a huge door for you. There is another issue that we are going to talk about outside of this meeting that will help you in the next few things. Definitely, I'll talk to you about it and give you direction in that area, right? The Lord is going to favor you. The Lord is going to favor you.
There's I believe it's a fadzwa that's watching, but the word is not for you, it's for your cousin brother, a brother that is related to you. I know it's cousin, you're related, or you call each other brother, or it's a brother that you call a brother, but a person that is close to you, that has been praying for an open door. Things have not been working for them, and he's praying for an open door, and God is saying, I am visiting them. The reason of you being watching is so that you can become a conduit to that person's life. And you maybe have tried to convince them even to come to the program, but they couldn't. But God said, I remembered them. That door is opening for them. In Jesus' mighty name.
You know what? I believe, because I see the rest of us were watching. It resonated with me when you began to say that. I don't know if Martin, who is connected to Tafadzwa, is watching. Tafadzwa, I don't know if Martin is watching, but I believe this is their prophecy.
In the name of Jesus.
This is their prophecy. This is their prophecy.
Manto korida baka sataya. Kanda lada baka sakata kalari debo kusukoteya. Radoze kudiga shia sata lada baka sakande. Bayazuze kerida baka sata kali mahasaya. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Rabasataya, Kadide de Bogosoto, right where you are, just begin to worship and glorify the Lord. Kera da Bakasoto, Urianda, Rida Bakasataya, Raduze, Kriga de Asaka, Lada Bakasatanga,
opening Leta
Libroso, Kalida Bakasalida, Lada Bakasaka, Kura, Yazedo, Rodiga de Asaka, Reda Basata. You know what? I see the Lord there. It's like there are people that are linked with engineering, and things have not been going in the direction that they should, because they think, by this time I should be here, by this time I should be there, and it hasn't been working. There are a lot of people that are linked with engineering that are in this particular predicament where your life is not where it's supposed to be. Some of you are already done school. Some of you, it's as if it's impossible to get school done.
But I see the hand of the Lord visiting you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God is breaking every hold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is opening doors. I see some are in KZN, some are here in Cape Town. God is opening doors. Some are in Zimbabwe. God is opening doors in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a blessing that is coming upon your life. There is favor and provision that is coming upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kaya da baka sate kenida baka sakai.
There's a release.
Reda goze krediga diya sata la brada gozate keniga diya sata. Balada gazite. And you know, just one of them, to be precise, you can confirm, did civil engineering. And God is going to give you a job. You know, right now, you're checking in the market where you are, they can't give you a job because the thing is flooded. But God is opening a door for you in the same particular places where you've been applying, where you've been trying. God, tomorrow you receive a phone call. God has opened the door for you. The same people that told you last week we can't hire you are the same people that are hiring you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow. I see the Lord calling an anointing of increase upon the number 32. There is a woman you're watching us, and I think you are 31 turning 32. And the Lord says, there is an anointing that has come upon your life. Upon this woman who is 31 turning 32, there has to be something concerning the month of October. The Lord says, I've remembered you, and I've remembered your sister.
In the name of Jesus.
You and your sister has been believing God for a breakthrough. And the Lord says, I've remembered you. In this season, the Lord says this year will not close without you experiencing the power that's in my promise. And the Lord says, I shall do it. And also, while I'm in this point, the Lord says I should pray for Netai. Netai. The name Netai is coming to my spirit. And I have to pray for Netai. And also, I have to pray for blessing. Blessing. The Lord says I should pray for blessing. The reason why the Lord says I should pray for blessing is because there is a door that will open for blessing in China. In China. In China. I don't know the blessing that I'm talking about if he is any way connected into technology. But there is a door concerning China. China, the Lord will do it.
Mande de Begeseke, Yarabragadose, Rada da Basata, Lidabaka Sakante, Kedidabaka Sakaya, Yaze, Krediga di Asata. The Lord is, you know, is talking to me about someone that is a connection. Whether you're watching us, you're in Texas, or you have a connection with someone that is in Texas. That particular individual that is in Texas, God has remembered them. God has remembered them. I see a door of employment opening, and they are in the medical field. I know that they are a nurse or a doctor, but God has remembered them. That is what the word of the Lord is saying. God has remembered them. Doors are opening for them in Texas, in Jesus' mighty name.
Well, as we end there, there is someone, you are a young woman. You are at a crossroads in your life as to whether you should leave the nation you are in. You are in Zimbabwe, as I say, in the realms of the spirit. I don't know what's your connection to the name Tendai or Tatenda. Tendai or Tatenda. And there is a strong conflict in your spirit as to whether you should remain in Zimbabwe or move out of Zimbabwe. You have two possible destinations, which is China and Europe. But also in the same respect, God is speaking to me that actually the place that God wants you to be in is in Oceania. Oceania nations. It has to be a place called Adelaide. I don't know Adelaide, but I see the flag of Australia. I speak as the Spirit is giving me utterance, but I see a young woman conflicted about the next level of her life. And tonight God has spoken to you that Australia has to be the possible destination of your life, to further your life.
We're now rounding off in the next 5 minutes or so. We are closing, and we need to pray, just lay hands on the people that are with us. I think we'll do that when we close. Just pray for everybody that is here. I do believe that the people that are here tonight, God is going to take you somewhere. I see the hand of the Lord strongly concerning the desires of your hearts. I see there is a mighty move of God that is coming. Kanda lida bakasakante ke lida bakasakaya bradazo kudiga dia sata lada bakasakanto braza kadia ka. You can confirm every prophetic word that has been released. If it resonates to you, to your spirit, you know the particular places, people, or it's you, don't be afraid. Send a confirmation. Let us know that God was talking to you. Let us know what God is doing in your life. As we are rounding off, just want to give glory to the Lord. Kera dabaka sande kerika takaya managa doze.
Ora babababa.
Kanda la dabaka sakata kala
babababa sakata. Ora basa.
Radegeze yaga dagaza kaliyanda. I just want to pray for Angeline Yohane concerning healing in one of your eyes. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
I declare that you healed in Jesus' mighty name. Rade goza kalida mandia kasataya redebeke seteya, be healed.
Is that audible?
In Jesus' mighty name. And I see there is also a confirmation from someone saying my friend was doing masters in health science in Texas. That's a confirmation. God is doing something. God has remembered your friend. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the prophetic word. We thank you for transformation in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for the families that you've visited, for the lives that you've touched, for the individuals, Father, you've spoken into their lives. Father, we believe that their lives will never be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if you're watching, maybe you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You can just repeat after me quickly. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. Today I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And I believe that my sins are forgiven in Jesus' mighty name. If you want to partner with us, if you want to partner with the program, our banking details are scrolling down on the screen. You can send something and take the email there and do send us the confirmation that I did send this for GPW. I want to partner with the program. Do let us know who you are, where you're watching us from, what you're doing, what it is that you're believing God for, so that we too, as you partner with us for the program, we can partner with you in prayer. Amen and amen. This is Apostle Michael Mutswa and Apostle
Munyamakwangu.
We love you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Oh, Salada Brakina Liasatai. Rasala da Bakasakata, Lidabakasukote, Lidabakasakata, Rabaza de Gibzekida Diasatana,
Rebo Rabaza Lianda,
Rimeda Babakasabasina,
Rikaba Santoria Baba.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And amen.
Amen to amen.
Yes. I think we can pray. We can pray for these guys in this atmosphere before we Yes, God, let's just stand and just want to pray for you. Pray for you guys. You can't attend it, not benefits.